Begin the current daf, Masech the Shimon daf Chavzayin, begin the Menal, begin the test of the mask, the begin the words of the Gemara. It says in the Pasuk, Bekriva ben Aaron, the sons of Aaron should bring it near, which is Mekabal ve'elech v'chulu. That starts from Kabbalah and onwards, that's when it has to be with a coin. But the Shechita is kosher bezah. Says Taisus, prepare come with the Zvach and Perish Rashi. In the first Pekin Zvach and the Avdal Menal, Rashi explains, the Hodder meaning this, that we say Bekriva, how do we know Bekriva bringing near Zukabalah, the refers to the receiving the blood, and how do you know it doesn't refer to any other service of the Avodis regarding the Dam, Kugan Halacha, like transporting it, its record, the spraying of the blood, is Mishum Nechsib, because it says the Pasuk B'Shachad Ve'Kriva, a slaughter and you bring it near. Meaning right before it's speaking about the Shechita. Ve'ezi Avodis She'achar Shechita L'Alta, which Avodis right after the slaughtering, have I'm a Zukabalah? That would tell you it's referring to the Kabbalah. Now, Behekshari, the Riyah, as the Besib Perakam of the Zvach, and Mekitam Machrina. But at the end of the first Perak of Zvach, the Gemara gives a different understanding. Ketan Yosem, like the Brisa teacher over there, says, Vehi Kribizu Kabbalah Saddam, maybe, or in El Zrikan. Now, how do you know it refers to the Kabbalah? Maybe it's from the Zrikan onwards. That's where you need to have a coin. Now, says the Brisa, no, because then the Pasuk subsequently says the spraying of the blood. Harizikar Amba, we already spoke about the spraying. Haman Mekam Bekribis was Revi Kribi Min, Zukabbalah Saddam, that refers to receiving the blood. So it says, you see that that's not the reason because it's after Shechita, but because it's before the Zrika. Now, but then it says, if and how do you know it doesn't refer to Halacha, which is before the Zrika? And it's after Kabbalah. How do you know it's so far back to the Kabbalah? Because it's not logical to say that it's referring to Halacha, but I meant to say from Halacha and onwards, that you need the mitzvah to be done by the Kohen. Because you could absolve yourself from not even doing halacha. Because the Efsha Oimim B'tzah Mizbech V'sheichet L'Boi L'Hoylech, you could slaughter it right on the side of Mizbech and then spray right from there. You don't have to transport it. So it wouldn't be logical to say that's where the obligation starts, and rather it refers to the Kabbalah. K'chimnik says Master, begin the words of the Gemara L'Mahacha. You're right. Rather, the source is from over here. It says V'orcha B'nei Aaron L'Kahanim. It says that the sons of Aaron, the Kahanim, that they went and they organized it. That's what the source of this teaching is, which is unnecessary, so we say it's coming to exclude that of Hefshav and Nituach. Problem is, it says, the second Perek in Zvachim, the Gemara expounds, this Pasuk, it says, what are you saying, HaKahanim? To tell you, oh, Bikihun, they have to be in their state of Kuna, meaning, because Kohen had Yishalavish Bigde Kohen Gadol, because if you're not wearing your exact Kohanic garments, let's say a regular Kohen wearing the Kohen Gadol's garments, Avoid, then he does the Avoid. But that's absolutely the Avoid is going to be possible. So bothering Taisus is that here it sounds like you're using it for takes good Hevshah ben Nituach, and not that you have to have the Big Di Kuhuna. Says Taisus, that's not difficult. HaKadosh min Tachsib ben Aharon. Our Gemara learns differently and expounds from B'nei Aharon that it has to be Kahanim. But the rest of it is coming to exclude that, oh, Kahanim have to do this, but Hevshah ben Nituach does not have to be done with a coin. Now, Taisus says, Ve'in l'hakshah, don't ask, Ma'i yitzot kral arichas nesachem, why do you need a pasik for the organizing of the cut of parts of the carbon. Lemilfam the common Mekabalach Ve'elech Metzikun, and the question was, wait a second, what do you need a pasuk for? You could learn it out from, because it's after Kabbalah, and that's where the Gemara says, oh, obviously you don't need it, and therefore it's there to include the halacha of Hefshah ben Nituach. But Taisus Ba'avad, he says, what do you mean? Tape clay, meaning what do you need a pasuk to exclude it? Like we're saying for the Arichas Nesach, that we're saying the Arichas Nesachim, but the Hefshav Nituach itself, we said, doesn't need a Kahanim, like the Arkamar is saying. So he says, Tape the Mimachisa Allah died, Chashazar Karbet on Mizbeach. What do you mean? You should know it because, what, you can entertain that the Zara is going to come onto the Mizbeach? Meaning, for the Arichas Nesachim, of course, doesn't need a pasuk. Not because it's after Kabbalah, but because obviously a Zara cannot go on the Mizbeach. Why do you need a pasuk for that? And that's the test of Yishlema. What you can say is no, the Efshe the Koi Ba'ar, it's not true. The Zar could be on the ground. You're right, he's not allowed to come onto the Mizbech, but he could be on the ground. Mizar could be on the Mizbech, and he could throw it on to the Mizbech. He's come on to the Tarif Bakaf, like at the end of Tarif Bakaf, the Memheim and Aleph, where Gabetzas Alisa, by the burning of the chips, which is there to start the fire on the top of the Mizbech, that Efshe the Koi Ba'ar above the Mepucha, that you could stand on the ground and you could do it with some other way of blowing it. So to over here, you could have done it from the ground, and therefore that's why you need a pasik. And again, no, but you don't need it because Mekabal of Eilech, but regards the fact of a Tzar, that you wouldn't have the problem of Tzar going on Mizbech because you could do it from the ground. So what do you see from here? You see that, oh, halachas avam needs kuna, but not transporting of the wood. But that the inference is, hasidish negizim boi kuna, but at least organizing the two logs of the wood, oh, that would require kahana. And therefore you can't say that we're excluding the Siddush Negizorim from Kahana. So that's why Ventem begin to say that, how do you know how to make such an inference? Maybe from the pasuk we brought before, yeah, that's excluding the transporting of the wood because it says only transporting of the limbs. From this pasuk, which the Gemara was attempting to do, that's where you see it exclude the organizing of the two logs on the fire. Maybe we're excluding both of them. So it says, what you could say is no. The fact that we need a pasuk to exclude the transporting of the wood, no, obviously the sidush negizurim bayikuna, that the organizing of the two logs on the mizbech requires kuhuna. Because the ilah bayikuna, because of that also does not require kuhuna. So lamali krolam uti halacha says, now why do we need a pasuk to exclude the transporting of the wood? Because hashta, if now afil a sidush negizurim, then even if the organizing of the two logs of the wood, shema gab mizbech, which on the mizbech itself, which is a more chashav avoida, bayikuna does not require kuhuna. So koshkin halacha says that the transporting of the wood would not require, and from the fact that you need a pasuk excluded, obviously that the cedar would require kuhuna. Now says well, like sure you can't ask. No, maybe ilay kasev ilay kradil el. Maybe if I only had the pasuk that we mentioned before of va'orchu b'nei Aaron, lo have mematinim b'nei sidur shnei gizaron. I would not exclude the organizing of the shnei gizaron. From that pasuk, I would only exclude the halacha zaitim, the mistab tfei, which is more logical because that's lesser. That was what I'd be excluding. So maybe that's why I need both pasukim, but maybe I'm really excluding both of them. So it says, no, you can't say it's such a question. Because the shlema, what you could say is, because even had I only written the pasuk of aruchu, no, we would have excluded from that pasuk, siddish negizirin, the organizing of the two logs. Why? Because the mistab quite besit them. I might say that because it's logical that we're talking about over there about organizing, and that we would exclude something of organizing, and therefore we would not have excluded that of the halacha. And again, therefore, obviously, we're not excluding the siddur. Now, hiksha harab liyo mi aver yok zatzal. That as follows. Lirab Shem, according to Shem, this little el that he was quoted before, Shnei Gizim Boy, Shnei Kahan, that he says the two logs that would require two Kahan to bring it into Tomash Abayin Abayim, Menali, the Baikuna. Where does he know that that requires Kahanim? And that is Ima Ach, if it's from the source that the Gemara is bringing over here, Ha Yitzach Krala Gufi. But the source was Vehikrav Akoyin Sakhil. But that can't be the source because you need the Pasuk for itself to tell you that the Eloch HaZevarim itself requires Kahanim. And that is because Sogat, that when you would have thought to say, even the Evshalabat Lahis in Tzalacha could be nullified. And because you could do it right next to the Mizbeach, so you would say Kasher Bazaar, that therefore it would be Kashrim to be done by a non Kayin. So that's why you need Hekarak Kayin to tell you that the Allah Zavaram needs Kuna. Kedam said Perakam Zavacham, like it says in the end of the first Perak Zavacham, that Yudal Medalf, that Halacha's Bazaar regarding the transporting of the blood by a non Kayin, the Sakamachlek is Ribshim Rabbanan. The Ribshim and Dama Avoid the Shevish Lavat, Lav Avoid the Akkordin, Ribshim says that an Avoid that you don't need to end up doing, you could somehow absolve yourself from Meznakazid Avoid, well, Kasher Bazaar, Bechul, then it's going to be Kashur non Kayin, Bechul, etc. Add until where the Gemara comes concludes and says, Vahare halacha zevam lekevish. What do you do with the transporting of the limbs to the ramp? The evshel avatla that you could do it right next to mizbech and you wouldn't have to do it. Yet a b'sul bazaar, it's actually invalid with a non kain. Don't matter that like the master says in the pasuk b'ikra kavim mechula hamizbecha. The zuh halacha zevam lekevish is regarding rebringing the limbs to the ramp, which you see has to be done with a kain. Mashan, the Gemara answers, okay, you're right, but that's hecha de gali gali. The pasuk tells you explicitly you need a kain, you need, but generally that is something that does not require a kain. And because it's Efshalavatlo, then actually it would be kosher with a zar. So we see that it's a machlik to Shimon Rabban. But one thing says this Rebbe Yo Me'ever Yoik, he says, Vimkein, if that's the case, so this is, he's explained the question now. Kibin Nitzach Legufe, since we're saying that we need to have the posse to teach us that the Eloch Zeborim needs to have a coin, like we said, we need a whole Kibin the Gully Gully, we would not have known that. So Imkin Siddush Negizirim and Nom the Bayikuna. So how do we know that organizing into logs require a kain? Because the pasuk's not extra to teach us this. We need it for the Gufi the Kra. So that says Taisis Vatirzli Rabbi, my teacher answered him. He says, Rib Shimla Tame. Shimla goes according to his reasoning. He says later on the end of the fourth paragraph of Memheim and Alf, Gabat Tassas Alisa, regarding the throwing of the wood chips to start the fire in Tapas Beach, the Loitzach Krosh Loit Hail Bekain. That you don't need a pasuk that should only be with a kain. Because Mishum Dechi Salah Daitcha Shazar Karvetz Mizbeach, what do you think that a non kain is going to come as Mizbeach? Obviously, it has to be done on kain. Meaning, because the Lesli Svar de Behuda, which we said in the previous taste, is not hold the logic of Yudu Dama Efshad the Koya Arav Avid Bamabuch. Oh, you could be on the ground, you could do it, you know, with some type of a blow from on the bottom. So, therefore, Behuad the Mesidish Negizirim. So, therefore, he held obviously the same thing regarding the organizing of the two logs. To Le Motzi Koya Arav Avid Bezriki, you can't be on the ground and be doing it by throwing it from the ground. Oh, so therefore it's not possible that a Zar should do this because he can't come to Mizbech and he can't do it from the ground to throw. It's obviously need a kain. So Reb Shimon does not need a pasuk for this. You're right. So it's Reb Shimon Lishitasi.
Now, Rabbi Yehuda, the Islay Efshah Ben Pocha, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could do it with a blower from the ground. You could say, Dochinami, Islay Efshah, the Zark, Hagazir, and Larissa Mizvech, that you could throw the logs from the ground to the top of the Mizvech. And Vafalahochin, Nafkele Shabbat, the Baikun, it's still the Pasuk telling us that we need to have Kahanim, the Chsev Koin, by Lachas Avram, that it says a Koin by the transporting limbs, where the Lagufe Lo Yitzach, we don't need it for it itself, because this really, because he holds, Avgav Devish Labatli, even though you could absolve yourself, Avoid it is Avoid. So what do you need it for? Rather, it must be telling us regarding the logs, the be'inakuna, that it needs kahanim, k'damar b'shmayin, like we said in the sugya, that the transporting of the limbs to the ramp needs a kahan, but the transporting of the eitzim does not. But that tells us about the siddush negezir eitzim, however, that does require kuna. The next test, the master begins with the Gemara, Tchilas Avoid the Imam. Oh, that's the beginning of the Avoidah of the daytime, so there, but that's different. Said, etc. Now, says Tahi, says, Avagav, the Beresh Pirka Amal, though in the beginning of the paragraph of Chabez Amal, the Gemara actually mentioned this discussion and said, no, it doesn't mean that it's Liyamama, it's Shekvar Kiddush Tchilat La Avoidah, it's because you already sanctified the beginning and having a mind for the Avoidah. Where Maskin, the Gemara concludes, L'Oil Mavoidah Slali, that really it's Avoidah of nighttime. It's just that once you did it for the daytime, so there it's going to work the Kiddush Tchilat Maglam. It's not like as if this is the beginning of the Avoidah of the daytime. So what's the Gemara saying over here? Yes, what you could say is, you're right, the Gemara who's asking the question over here was going according to the other interpretation of the Gemara over there. The Mefarish Taima, because that whole discussion of regarding Rabbi Yochanan's teaching was only because of the interpretation of that it's a nighttime avodah. But there's another interpretation of the Gemara over there. The Mefarish Taima Shem Oynashina, that the reason why they had to make it a lottery was because of people are going to be, the reason why they didn't originally make it was not because it's avodah laila, not significant, but simply because people are going to be too tired to get up in the morning. And that's why they didn't feel the need. So according to that interpretation, you don't have to distort Rabbi Yochanan's teaching. And I mean, we say shekvar kiddush mitchil avodah. Yeah, it is in the beginning for the avodah, and that it is an avodah hayyim. And it's not like we said over there that it's really Laila, and that's why it's not significant, and just that you did it for the daytime. Now, Ubisamech, however, actually shortly on Namid Beis, the Parch, the Gemara asks, I have a trimas adesh avoidis laili by pious. The Gemara has all discussion over there, but says, in that discussion, it says, but trimas adesh is a nighttime service, and still you see needs a lottery. Oppression, Shem says, we explain over there, the Parch, lalishna, kamadalel, that's actually the Gemara's question is only difficult according to the first mandam over there. That says actually the reason why they didn't initially institute a pious for trimas adesh was because avoid is laila. Because according to the second interpretation, that avoid is yom, it's not difficult. Of course, you make a pious because avoid is yom. So he says, "Ain't let the Moshe b'kan pirish." So don't wonder. So here we're explaining the stama hadashas parach legidam dilel according to the second version, and later on the Mebez, the Gemara asks according to the first interpretation. So he says, "Yeah, devade kachu, that is the way it is." Because the Bein Nocha Bein Samech, whether the Gemara here or the Gemara surely on the Mebez, writes liyashu v'chalashan dilel wants to explain everything we're saying according to both interpretations. The difference switching between one and the other regarding what is the difficulty, and not because we're flip flopping, because we want to resolve it according to both interpretations.